This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, they're all out in force. All the athletes hate America, all the athletes love Black Lives Matter, and all the athletes want to stand beside people that steal, people that fight police, people that sexually assault, people involved in domestic disturbances. I mean, it's perfect, because so many of the athletes do all those things too. Drugs, beat up their wives, get involved in altercations with police, drunk driving. It's perfect. Now they're aligning with the bad guys. See, that's the issue that no one seems to understand. The guy in Wisconsin, whose name I won't even say, Jacob whatever, who cares what his name is, Jacob Blake? I don't even want to say his name. He's a loser. Now, I'm not debating what the police did to him was right or wrong. I'm not 100% sure who was right, who was wrong. I know the policeman thought he was in a life or death battle, and this guy was going to grab a gun or a knife and stab him or shoot him to death. And he was hanging on for dear life to the guy while the guy was walking into the car and reaching in to grab a knife. And he probably thought he was reaching in to grab a gun. After he had already been fighting with the police on the ground, wrestling with the police on the ground, and tasered, and it didn't bother him. I'm sorry, folks. You got to shoot people that are vicious and violent and get tasered first. You try and do it safely with a taser. I get that. Always. Always try and taser someone if they don't have a gun. And when it doesn't work, it means they're on PCP or they're on meth. They're on all kinds of bad drugs, and that neutralizes the taser. And now you got someone who's amped up with superhuman strength that's going to stab and kill you or shoot you or beat you to death with his fists. I think the cop did what he needed to do. And I don't know if he needed to shoot him 7 times. I don't know if he needed to shoot him in the back. How many times have I said that? I don't know about the angle. I don't know about what the police rules and regs are. I just know the cop had every right to defend his life, and you just don't want to spend your life. Just like I'm not really defending the cop, because I'm telling you I'm not sure about the 7 shots in the back from behind. But on the other hand, who would want to use their political capital and stall playoff games in the NHL and the NBA and Major League Baseball games in a shortened season where every game means so much? Who would want to use your political capital with the fans to support a low-life loser scumbag? That's what this guy is, a low-life loser scumbag. Just like what happened to George Floyd. Now, that one really did look like murder. That cop should never have kept his knee on him that long. But George Floyd's a scumbag. George Floyd's a lifelong criminal. George Floyd was in jail in Houston for 5 years for home invasion robbery where he held a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman. And he was on horrible drugs, a huge, huge, massive dose of fentanyl when he died, which probably would have killed him whether the guy put his knee on his face or not. Fentanyl causes respiratory distress. So it's not even sure that he was killed by the cop. That's the irony here. I'm just getting so sick of athletes worrying about bad guys. Instead of worrying about police shootings, they should worry about the person that shot should have complied with the police and shouldn't have a lifetime of criminal action. Why are you supporting people in a long, you know, take my two arms and my two legs, put them all together, back to back, and you got a criminal record for George Floyd and this new guy? Jacob whatever. Jacob Blake, the criminal. It's just insane that you spend your time worrying about people that are lower than fleas and cockroaches. Anyone who's a criminal with a long record is lower than fleas and cockroaches. And you know why? Let me try to explain to you why white America just doesn't understand this argument. I can only speak as a white person because I'm white. This isn't a racist discussion. I don't know how a black person thinks, an Hispanic thinks, a woman thinks. I'm a white male. I can only speak as a white male. I've never committed a crime in my life. I've never been in trouble with the police in my life. I've never been near a prison. I've never been near a jail cell. I don't know anybody who's ever been to prison. I don't know anyone who has a criminal record. I really don't. I think I have one friend in the world, my buddy Richie, who I brought on the show the other day, who came on and said he once fixed a horse race and spent 6 months in prison. And he told me that after being friends for several years, I didn't know what ever happened to him. So there's my only friend who's ever been in prison. And that's what you call a minor offense. It's a financial little kind of bookmaker game. But nonetheless, it's a crime. So there's the only person I've ever met in my life who's committed a crime. I don't hang around criminals. So, you know, this obsession with defending bad, evil criminals with evil intent is so foreign to me and to most middle-class white people and most middle-class white kids. We've never known anyone who committed a crime. I've just never known it. You know, the closest I came to knowing someone who committed a crime in my childhood was in my high school, which was almost 100% black. And a black kid tried to murder me with a machete. There's a kid who committed a crime, so I guess I knew someone who committed a crime. A kid I didn't know tried to murder me, so for a matter of seconds while I struggled with him and the machete, I knew a criminal. That's the closest I came to ever knowing a criminal. And then later on, a couple years later, he died in a police chase after having raped a woman. Police were chasing him, and he crashed his car and died. Read about it in the newspaper years later, after I was out of high school and in Columbia University getting my Ivy League degree. So I think it was like 3 or 4 years later, he died in a car crash after a police chase. That's a criminal. That's a bad guy. That guy reminds me of George Floyd. That guy reminds me of Jacob Blake. Am I getting the name right? Chris, Jacob Blake, the guy with Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jacob Blake. These are bad people involved in police chases, involved in trying to kill or hurt or abuse women, involved in domestic abuse of their wives or girlfriends with their children watching. They're involved in drugs. They're involved in sexual assault. And home invasion robbery for George Floyd. How do you defend people like that? How do you spend your political capital canceling your games and trying to even cancel your season in honor of human scum? Explain that to me. Now, you're going to say to me, Wayne, the police did something bad to him. That's very controversial, whether they did anything bad to Jacob Blake. Now, George Floyd's a whole different story. But George Floyd is like a story about a bad guy who has something bad happen to him. He's a bad guy. Whether police were bad or not, that's a separate issue for a jury. I believe the police did act badly. I believe he held his knee on him way too long. The guy couldn't breathe because of fentanyl, because he chose to take drugs. And he was in that position because he committed a crime. Passed a bad $20 bill. And he committed crimes his whole life. But put George Floyd aside. Let's go to Jacob, because no one stopped sporting events for George Floyd, if I remember. All I remember is sporting events stopping now. Actually, no one stopped sporting events for George Floyd because there was no sporting events because we were still in the COVID break and there was no sports. So sports would have stopped for George Floyd too, I'm sure. And don't forget, they gave him the greatest funeral ever, like he was a king, like he's the greatest man who ever graced our earth, like George Floyd was Jesus. I mean, you talk about delusion. You wonder why sports fans are getting sick to their stomach. And now the NHL joins the NBA in solidarity and the NFL cancels some practices. And the New York Giants, Saquon Barkley, says we may actually forfeit a real regular season game in the name of Jacob Blake. Jacob Blake, you mean the sexual assaulter? Who was fighting police and reaching for a knife? You're gonna give up a game and go 0-1 and ruin your season? Because let's face it, you know, you're in a division with the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. So forfeiting one game, right off the bat, you're dead. The season's over. You're going to kill the season for, you know, 70,000 people that sit in the stands for the New York Giants and millions who root at home because you like a guy who's a sexual assaulter who fights with the police, is tasered and keeps going because he's so filled with drugs. I'm going to say allegedly, maybe, I'm just guessing. I don't know that to be a fact. But why else would a taser not work? I've heard for years tasers are effective every time unless there's drugs in your system. So I'm just guessing. Allegedly, so no one gets sued. I don't know that to be a fact. I'm sure you will find out. My opinion is that he was on major drugs. And then he admits he reached for a knife. That's a fact. So you don't want to play hockey games now, or hockey playoff games, or NBA playoff games, and you're going to forfeit an NFL game over a punk, thug, loser, sexual abuser, someone who beats his wife and kids. And so I don't know what the sexual abuse charge was. It has to be bad. I don't know what that was about. God knows who he sexually abused. I wonder how she'd feel about this situation. Or maybe he'd feel about the situation. Whoever it is you sexually abused. But I just can't believe the NHL has decided to join in with these losers when your fans disagree with you 100%. And as my grandfather said, I'll say this every show. Customer is always right. Rule number one of business. Rule number two, if the customer is wrong, refer back to rule number one. You're churning off your customers. I'll make this guess. The NFL, because it's all kind of macho, middle-class white guys, is your typical customer. The NFL is Trump fans. I'll bet you 60, 63, 64, 65% of your fans are Republican Trump fans. Bad decision. NBA, I think a little more of a black sport. I think there'll be more support for what's happening. I think it's 50-50. You're turning off half your audience. And NHL, 99% white, which means almost all Republican Trump fans. Stupidest decision, even a dumber decision than the NBA players and the NFL players. But was the NHL decision a decision of players or a decision of the NHL leadership or the NHL commissioner with no input from the Flyers, from the players? I don't know. Sources told ESPN the NHL and NHL Players Association had been in communication in the past 24 hours, but the league would not initiate a stoppage unless there was a strong push from the players' side. So evidently the players gave in, which makes no sense at all. No sense at all. Yes, was Blake shot 7 times by police? And was he shot from the back? We all watched it. We know what happened. But he wasn't an innocent guy running away going, help, mommy, mommy, help, they're going to hurt me. The policeman's a bad man. No. He was probably screaming, I'm going to kill y'all. You're all dead. I'm going to my car to get my weapon. I'm going to kill you. And this policeman hung on for dear life. After they kept saying, stop, 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 with guns in their hands, he wouldn't stop. You're stopping sports for that? It was bad enough when you stopped sports for COVID. That was dumb enough. Now you're going to stop sports for bad people who want to kill policemen who were there because he beat his wife, who's filled with probably drugs because the taser won't work. Sports is done. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, each even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Bowl, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, C-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, before I continue with my savagery of the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, and the NFL, and all the pro athlete morons who want to, you know, destroy their careers, destroy their salaries. They've only got 10 years to earn money. That's the best ones in the world, right? Most athletes have like a 2-year window, 3-year window. They're all going to cut their incomes by a third, a half, maybe all of it if they go out of business. You don't know. You don't know how far this is going to go. Every person I know in the whole world, and I know nothing but men, every man that contacts me, every conservative man, says they never watch sports again. So I don't know what's going to happen to these leagues, these teams, these players. They're all damaging their careers so badly, it's stupidity. One of my buddies, he's not some in-the-know guy. I'm not telling you I know something anybody else doesn't know. Just a guess. But he texted me today and said, where's Adam Schiff? Wayne, I want you to think about this real hard and say it on your show. Where's Adam Schiff? There has never been a person who hates President Trump more than Adam Schiff. He's disappeared off the face of the earth. He's quiet. He's not around. He's not in the news. He's not attacking Trump. He's disappeared. The Democrats have hidden him. They've buried him. They've sent him away. Why? I said, I don't know. Why? He said, Wayne, he's been silent since the day Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested, the Jeffrey Epstein confidant. So that's all I'm going to say on the radio. Nothing else. I don't know anything. I can't tell you who is or who isn't a pedophile. I'm not accusing him of anything. I'm just telling you a lot of famous people are on Jeffrey Epstein's list. And Ghislaine Maxwell has the list. And she's threatening to disclose it all to avoid life in prison. And Adam Schiff has disappeared off the face of the earth. Why? That's all I'll say. That's it. I don't know anything. My buddy doesn't know anything. My buddy just said, Wayne, have you noticed he's gone? I said, no, I hadn't noticed. You're right. You're right, I haven't heard a word from Adam Schiff in weeks. And he said, right, since the day Maxwell was arrested. Jeffrey Epstein involved in all this, Adam? That's all I'll say. The MAGA Mall is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and they're bringing up something I didn't even know about. I always tell you how the MAGA Mall is so fantastic, and you can buy caps, and you can buy the best, highest quality caps at the best prices in the world, and they're all engraved with beautiful, you know, beautiful Trump symbolism. The best production value of any, you know, garment you'll ever buy for Trump, you get at themagamall.com. But what I didn't realize was, I talked to him the other day, he said he makes his most money off of organizations like Republican groups and conservative groups and Republican state parties and local parties, and all of them buy his stuff by the hundreds. So each of them buys 100 or 1,000 caps or 1,000 jackets or 1,000 cowboy hats, and then they sell them to raise money, fundraising dollars for their clubs or their groups. I didn't know that. So now it's a whole new thing to introduce you all to. Is your business or local or state Republican Party or organization looking to make money and raise funds through the sale of great MAGA products for the election? Go to the MAGA Mall. Republican parties, conservative groups, and retailers all across America are raising thousands of dollars with the MAGA Mall products. MAGA Mall has the largest selection, the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market, as well as Trump t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products, and they've got wholesale pricing. And right now, people are going nuts, bonkers, to wear and buy MAGA products from now to the election. So if you want to offer the finest MAGA products to your customers and raise funds for your organization or your business or your nonprofit charity, go to themagamall.com, click on Ask About Our Wholesale Pricing on the homepage to contact the MAGA Mall and start making big money for your business or organization. And remember to tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you. Themagamall.com, themagamall.com, themagamall.com. So the athletes are re-electing Trump. There's no question in my mind. First, I thought that all of the rioting was re-electing Trump. Now I believe the athletes are re-electing Trump. Just to show you, I know what I'm talking about. Zogby says Trump's approval rating hit 52% in his latest poll, which is the highest in the history of the Trump presidency. And Zogby said, quote, Trump is benefiting from the uptick in violence. Democrats are panicking. Don Lemon is panicking. Everyone at MSNBC and CNN is panicking because they're on the wrong side of the riots. Wisconsin support for Black Lives Matter has gone from a plus 25 to zero in 2 months. That approval of zero. Now it's plus, it was plus 25 points. And now it's dead even. And I guarantee you it's going much lower in the next few days. And Wisconsin is now Trump state. And then Geraldo Rivera says the boycott by black pro athletes ensures the re-election of Donald Trump. And I'll read you what Geraldo has to say. He's 100% right. 100% right. They're re-electing Trump, and they're destroying sports. It's career suicide. Sports is being killed, smothered, strangled, suffocated, murdered, suicided. None of you know what you're doing. It isn't because Wayne Root's a racist. It isn't because I have anything against black people. It's because you shouldn't bring up politics of any kind. And this is politics, whether you like it or not. Black Lives Matter is not about black lives. It is Marxist politics. And you're destroying sports. No one wants to hear your opinion. Play ball and shut up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We got a little bit lucky. It was very big. It was very powerful, but it passed quickly.
President Trump speaking there at FEMA headquarters. The president says he is being kept up to date on damages from Hurricane Laura. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says his state does have some damage. President Trump says the feds will be there to help if needed.
We'll probably be going on Saturday or Sunday. And we'll be heading to Texas and Louisiana, and maybe an additional stop.
In a pre-buttal before President Trump gives his speech tonight at the RNC, Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris goes on the attack.
A pandemic is unforgiving. If you get it wrong at the beginning, the consequences are catastrophic. He got it wrong from the beginning, and then he got it wrong again. And again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, the root's on fire. By the way, the country's on fire. I don't mean that in a positive way. The cities are on fire, and President Trump's on fire. I do mean that in a positive way because of the cities being on fire, because they're all Democrat cities, because people are scared, because people living in the suburbs are like, oh, my God, I don't want that coming near me or my kids. Trump is on fire. His ratings are through the roof. His polls are through the roof. Trump is really picking up major ground and taking the lead in this election, as I predicted he would throughout all of the last few weeks. We've got a great guest with us, a very pro-Trump man, Sheriff David Clark, making a return to our show. He's called America's Sheriff for good reason, former sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, author, public speaker, and a great defender and champion of President Donald J. Trump. Sheriff David Clark, how are you? Wayne Root.
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. It's great to be on with you and to touch base once again with your listeners.
So I want to talk about Wisconsin, but I want to jump to sports for a minute because I don't know if you're a sports fan, but I am, and I'm primarily a football fan, an NFL fan, and a college football fan, but it doesn't matter. In general, I love sports. I love athletes. I never noticed in the past who was white, who was black. I think I have just as many black heroes as white heroes. I never noticed their politics. I didn't care. I never heard any of them scream liberal politics or conservative, so I thought that was great. As soon as they start doing it, suddenly you notice who's white, who's black, who's Republican. And who's Democrat, suddenly you notice things and suddenly you're turning off fans. I think it's a gigantic mistake that athletes would ever postpone playoff games, important playoff games, because some punk who tried to hurt or kill policemen, who was tasered, who was involved in crimes many times in the past, who has a long criminal record, who was involved in sexual assault, they're taking his side and postponing games. They're killing sports, in my opinion. Just wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm as big a sports fan as there is, football being my favorite, too. I think it would be the NFL and college, 1 and 1A. And then you get into college basketball. I'm a big fan of not so much the NBA, more so at playoff time. And then, you know, you go down the list with Major League Baseball, so on and so forth. But I like to watch sports. Those people have turned me off ever since that chicanery with Colin Kaepernick disrespecting our flag, disrespecting our country. That turned me off, you know, to begin with. But then it seemed like we got past that and, you know, only to have this thing resurface again. And I'll tell you, I'm not one of these reactionaries where I just say I'm never going to watch sports again. I'll tell you what, I have not watched the NBA since they have resumed. I won't watch it. I'm not going to have them shove their politics, their leftist politics, their social justice politics down my throat. I canceled my NFL Sunday ticket because I decided I wasn't going to dig into my pocket for extra money, you know, to finance the NFL, who's taken this social justice bent as well. I think it's a shame. It's turned off a lot of people. I hope they destroy themselves. I could really care less at this point.
And, you know, a lot of people would be surprised to hear that I don't sit around watching Fox News all day because I talk politics so many hours on the air. I really don't watch Fox News. You know what my favorite network was? NFL Network. And I would say for the last 5 years, Sheriff David, I've watched more hours of NFL Network. I know more about the NFL than anyone in the world besides an NFL general manager. And that's what I chose to watch. Maybe 2-3 hours a day, 7 days a week. My entire life, the last 5 years, and you know how much NFL networks I've watched since George Clark, since the whole, you know, situation in Minnesota. I swear to you, I haven't watched 1 minute because every time George Floyd. I'm sorry. Since the minute I tuned into the NFL Network after the George Floyd situation, it was nothing but talk about racism and social justice. And that's not why I tune in to watch football. I tune in to watch football, not to hear a liberal political sermon. So it was just a big mistake. And their ratings must have plummeted because I'm sure every Republican man in America feels the same way that you and I do. I'm not going to sit there and watch social justice discussions when I tune in to hear about my Dallas Cowboys. It makes absolutely no sense that I'd be interested in that, and I'm not.
Well, the thing is that this whole thing is this social justice crap is premised on a lie. There is no systemic racism in the United States. Let me say that again so I can make it perfectly clear. There is no systemic racism in the United States. There are episodes of racism. There are people who have racism in their heart. It is not baked into the pie. We got rid of that. And that's why I said it's episodic right now. You might find some instances of it, but it's right. not systemic. And so I'm not going to stand Correct. Up here and listen to these lies, talk about police racism, that racism runs rampant through police agencies. I'm shoving back on that. I'm not going to sit up and play along and say, well, yeah, I guess we should have a discussion and police reform. We've reformed police enough in this country. Police are more educated, better trained, so then at any time, better educated than at any time in their history. What needs to be reformed, Wayne, is the ghetto. We're talking about not all black people, and most Americans understand that. We're talking about the black underclass with their urban pathologies that lead to instances where you have to have more police. You're going to have more police interaction. You have no respect for authority. You have school failure. You have ineffective parenting. We want to whistle past the graveyard and dance all around that, and instead we want to go for the low-hanging fruit, and that's to pick on the police, and I'm sick of it.
Listen, I'd ask the question, when was the last time that any sports league or any athletes made a big deal and said, I don't want to play today, I'm so upset, I'm so emotionally devastated, I think we should postpone our game, a police officer was shot today. It never happened. Well, how about when six cops were murdered on the same day in Dallas, Texas? Nobody on any Texas sports league said, let's cancel sports today. So I find it outrageous that they're canceling sports over this new hero of theirs who is a sexual assaulter and a lowlife and a thug and fighting police and wouldn't comply with police. And let me ask you one other question. I don't know the answer to this. Wouldn't you assume maybe, allegedly, quite possibly, that he was on drugs because the taser had no effect on him? Isn't that usually why a taser has no effect on you, that you might be loaded with PCP or something like that?
Well, when you do taser training, which obviously I've had as a former law enforcement officer, they let you know that if a person is high on drugs, that taser, you might as well just throw it at him, at the person. It's not going to work. So that could be. That'll come out in the wash. But the fact is, this guy broke away from police. This guy resisted arrest. This guy headed toward a vehicle. Wayne, there is nothing more dangerous for a law enforcement officer somebody heading for an automobile, because officers know weapons are secreted inside automobiles. So they couldn't let that guy get to that automobile. And these are the things that the officer's thinking in real time. And he has split seconds to make a decision. He made a decision that he's going to have to answer for. I don't have to justify it. He does. When you put together everything that I just did into the mix, you can see why he probably made that decision. He feared for his life.
Yeah, I mean, the only way I was critical of him, and I said this, I said the same thing with the Floyd situation. I said, you know, he had his knee on him for a long time, and the guy was screaming, I can't breathe, didn't look good. I let a jury decide. I don't know what I decide or not. With this one, I would say the same thing. I think a split second, none of us have a right to make that decision. We're not in his shoes. He thought his life was in danger, and he went for it. But I'm not sure if you shoot someone seven times from behind, that's a lot of shots, right? I mean, that's the only thing I'll ask you. The only negative criticalness I've given is, do you really need seven shots? Why not one shot? And let's get your answer. I honestly want to hear your answer to that.
Yeah, people get hung up on the number of shots. It's come up before in police use of force. There's a case in Milwaukee about 5 years ago where the officer emptied his magazine into a guy who was beating him over the head with his own nightstick. And people were saying, why'd they have to shoot 15 times? Well, look, this
adrenaline,
stuff happens,
I guess, right?
Yeah, this stuff happens in split seconds. You know, I've investigated police officer use of force. I was on a team of detectives with the Milwaukee Police Department that investigated all use of deadly force by police officers. And I commanded that unit as lieutenant. So I know how these investigations work. And you know what the common theme is? Most of the time when you're interviewing the officer about what happened, he can't even tell you how many times he fired because the mind goes blank. The tunnel vision sets in. Everything shuts down because of the adrenaline rush. I'm serious about it. You ask how many times you think you fired. Sometimes they'll say two, it's seven. Sometimes they'll say eight, it's one. So that's why I said that's irrelevant. People get hung up on it. I understand why people get hung up on it. But the way we train is you fire until the threat is neutralized. That's up to the officer when he thinks it's neutralized. It's not up to you, I, and everybody else that wants to look at it.
All right, I'm with you. It's an adrenal issue. It's a last-second issue. It's a split-second decision. And none of us have a right to comment unless, you know, you walk a mile in his shoes, as they say. So I've always said that. But that would be the one question I would have had. By the way, how do you respond to a Kamala Harris who gave a speech today, and this is her quote, "The life of a black person in America has never been treated as fully human."
My God, that's disgusting.
Is it?
That is over the top. That's disgusting for her to say something like that. That's a racist statement.
Of course it is.
You know what? You know, look, I'm black. She's not African American. She's okay. She's a woman of color.
Correct.
I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah.
I do not feel that way. You know what? I don't come from well-to-do background and, you know, so on and so forth. You know, we grew up probably lower middle class, but I had a mom and dad at home that raised their kids. Is life a struggle? Yes. Do you run into instances of discrimination? Sure you do. The same, you know, with women and their gender and so on and so forth. But you know what? My parents taught me to overcome that stuff. They said, right, Don't lay on the ground. Don't start waddling in self-pity. Get up. Learn from it. Become stronger so that you can overcome that obstacle next time you come up against it. So what she's doing is she's feeding into the self-pity.
Hey, Sheriff, we're up against the break. We're running out of time. Sheriff David Clark, America's Sheriff from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Great defender of President Trump. Thank you, Sheriff Clark.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at boomernaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior on USA Radio Network in the house that Root built. Republican warrior, conservative warrior, capitalist warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. We've got our guest for part two, Sheriff David Clark, graciously agreed to join us for one more segment. He's America's sheriff, former sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so he knows the territory, author, public speaker, defender of Trump, and we want to talk to him about everything going on in Wisconsin. Sheriff Clark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, so the shooting of Jacob Blake, I want your thoughts on how the police handled it, what you saw on the ground, how they should have handled it, how they did handle it, did they do good, did they do bad, et cetera, et cetera. What did you see?
Okay, you got to back up a little bit. You got to go back to the beginning of the 911 call. There was a woman that called that said that it was a guy there who shouldn't be there, and the police responded. So the police were called to a situation. They get there. They don't know too much about what's going on by the what time you roll up, we call it, by the time you pull up. They see this guy, and they want to talk to him. It's called a Terry stop. And so they approach him, and, you know, usually goes something like, hey, hold on, talk to you for a minute. And this guy became a no person, okay, with the, what we call it in law enforcement. A yes person would say, oh, yeah, sure, officer, what can I do for you? That's a yes person. This guy was a no person from the bat. So the cops now have this volatile, potentially volatile situation. It's very dynamic. These things rapidly evolve, and they're assessing every second that they're there. Why is this guy not cooperating? Is he dangerous? What does he have in his hands? Where are his hands? This all goes on in a very rapid, a very quick period of time. So they go and they end up starting to wrestle with this guy, and they go to the ground. Or at least he goes to the ground, Blake. He gets away. And now he starts walking toward the driver's side of the vehicle. That's, if I'm a law enforcement officer, that's when the, what they call the pucker factor starts to raise. Okay, like, why is this guy going to this car? We know weapons are secreted in this car. This is a no guy. Is he going to that car to get something that he can turn on me and use against me? So they get to the car, he opens the door, and then you hear the shots, and you know, the rest is history, but with just what little there is there, because I don't have all the facts, I want to make that clear. But we're talking about the video and what goes on in these things from a law enforcement officer's perspective. And, Wayne, in the end, this has to be judged through the lens of the reasonable law enforcement officer, not the reasonable citizen, not the reasonable talk show host or former sheriff. It's the what is that officer faced with at that time, and is what he did reasonable under the circumstances? And because I've investigated these types of things, and I've taken them to the prosecutor for review, the prosecutor will ask me, what do you think, Sheriff? Or what do you think, you know, would have been Sheriff at the time, what do you think, Detective? What do you think, Lieutenant? And I get to give an assessment based on my experience and that I was at the scene, and I would say, hey, under the circumstances, I think this is good. It was reasonable under the circumstances. And then, again, the prosecutor in the end gets to make a decision, but that's how I saw it.
You know, there was a statement today by Herschel Walker's son. I've never met him before, but Herschel Walker I love. He's a real patriot, a great guy. I just happen to be a Dallas Cowboy fan. Herschel was a great Dallas Cowboy, so that's a bonus, too. But Herschel Walker's son seems to be a really nice, well-spoken young man and made a comment to UK Daily Mail and said Jacob Blake was a crazy, violent criminal, and he's on the police's side. They were dealing with a crazy, violent criminal. Do you agree with those words? You think he's in the right ballpark?
Well, I try to stay away from that. You know, his criminal history and whatnot, you know, it'll show his character. There's no doubt about that. But that doesn't go into whether or not the officer's actions are reasonable. So I try to stay away from that. But one thing that does bother me in these situations, the same with George Floyd, the same with Mike Brown, the same with Eric Garner, the same with Freddie Gray, people try to deify these guys. They try to make it seem like these guys are heroes. These guys are street turds.
Right.
They don't have long criminal history. Some of them have gang involvement, drug involvement. And I don't like when they try to demonize the cop and then make the perp, you know, they order him up for sainthood. So I get what Herschel Walker's son was saying, but I try to stay away from that.
You know, when I was a kid, I'm a white kid who grew up in an all-black town and went to an all-black high school. And because the neighborhood was dangerous, four times in my youth, I'm a white guy who, as a teenager, four times policemen pulled guns on me. And I think, you know, if you're black and the cops pull guns on you, the first thing everybody says, oh, it's racism. Well, why were policemen pulling guns on me, Sheriff Clark? Because I was in a dangerous neighborhood and a crime had just been committed, and they were worried that I could have been the perp. So I went along with it. The minute the police pull a gun on me, guess what I do? I go, yes, sir, and no, sir. Whatever you need, sir. Hands against the car, yes, sir. That wasn't me, sir. You just got to comply to a police officer's orders, and you don't wind up dead. It's really kind of simple, isn't it?
That's the bottom line. If you comply, and you have to comply, by the way. If you comply with a law enforcement officer's lawful commands, you will survive that encounter. 99.9% of black people, whether it be motorists or failure interview stops on the street, 99.9% survive the encounter. Why? Because they comply.
Right.
Simply comply. So when we hear this stuff about, it's because they're black, it's all nonsense. It's all garbage.
All right, Sheriff Clark, we got to run America's Sheriff with some great answers, some great education for us. Thank you, Sheriff Clark. Appreciate it. God bless.
My pleasure.
Good guy. Good guy. Really like having him on. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. We'll be back in a sec.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.